to the New Zealand Motoring Podcast, brought to you by podcasts.co.nz.
Hello and welcome to what is going to be a slightly different kind of New Zealand Motoring Podcast. We're trying something new this time. Hope you like it. I am, of course, Damien O'Carroll, and alongside me, instead of my usual co-host, David Linklater, I have our regular guest and good friend, Cameron Officer.
Hello. That's actually not the new part, really, though.
It's not the new part, no. The new part is we're trying, I like to call them launch casts.
Nice.
I'm coining a new term.
It'll catch on.
It will. I'm certain it will. And what we're going to do, basically, is we are currently on the launch of the Mercedes-Benz GLC. Their new mid-size SUV to take on the BMW X3 and Audi Q5 or other. So what we're doing is we're driving in the car, we're heading back into town after the launch, and we're going to give you our thoughts this car, live from, well, not live.
No, nothing's live.
Nothing's live.
Podcast.
Direct from the launch, we say.
In Melbourne.
In Melbourne, indeed. We are over in Melbourne. Currently
battling rush hour
battling rush hour traffic, so there might be some swearing. But anyway,
you'll probably hear the sat nav chime in as well.
Absolutely.
Which is a standard feature on every grade.
It
there
is.
You go
every
fact
grade.
number one.
Let's just kick straight in with what is the GLC. Like I've said, it's their mid-size SUV. It is going to be coming to New Zealand in three guises. Kicks off with the GLC 220D, which is a 2.1 litre diesel engine. That's 89,900. Then you jump up to the GLC 250 twins.
Yeah.
The 250D, which is the top spec. Well, they're both the same spec, the 250s. But the 250D is a 2.1 litre diesel gay with more power. That's 96,900. And the 250 is a petrol 2 litre engine, which is 94,900. One of the things we were saying before about it was how well equipped it is actually across the range.
It is. I mean, you could actually pay $96 or whatever it is, $1,000, and be quite happy with what you get.
Absolutely.
Mercedes-Benz do rely on their customers going pack crazy and buying different performance packs. So you can buy about six different.
There's lots of different packs. There's all sorts of different option packs you can put on this thing,
including the ever popular AMG line.
Yes.
Which is, there must be a huge percentage of these cars get that put on them straight away.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, I mean, they were implying at the launch, the presentation earlier, that very few of these cars will leave the dealership without some option,
whether it's
package.
The wheels or
but
they are very well spec'd, aren't they?
They are. Everything comes with sat nav, as you said,
and they've kept them all under six figures, which is pretty good too. I mean, they are. I mean, what? 80, what did you say? The
89,900 up to 96,900. Yeah. So
it seems like it feels like a lot of cars.
It does feel like a lot of car. Yeah. I mean, the interior is. I love the interior. It's. I mean, it looks exactly like a C class.
Yeah, which is a high praise indeed. I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Perhaps the only thing I could say that I don't really like, well, I really don't like, but the interior that lets you down a wee bit is that it looks exactly like a C-Class.
Right.
And that's a great thing, but it doesn't have any real sort of different character of its own. No. It just feels like you're in a C-Class.
Well, this is essentially the C-Class on stilts, isn't it?
Yep.
That's the idea
more
behind
or less.
It.
Yep.
More or less,
And I have to say,
keep left and then keep right onto 43 towards Melbourne Airport.
We really are in Melbourne.
Yeah, there's a lot of fakery involved in that. The amount of time I had to re-record that, you had to change the voice vocal.
Hiring that voice actor to do that.
Yeah, that's right. That's
But anyway, of course, all GLCs come with the 9G-tronic 9-speed transmission, which is an amazingly smooth unit. It's absolutely amazing. And, of course, all have got four-wheel drive.
There is four-wheel drive out of the box.
Towards Melbourne.
And, I've got to go. I've got to change lanes
now. Change lane, So if you hear a crash...
Yeah. Well, at least our insurance will be fine there.
But,
Every model is four-wheel drive or
and of course, if you're really serious about heading off-road in your $90,000 Mercedes SUV, you can add the off-road package for $3,500 or $3,900 on the entry-level model.
I'm in the wrong bloody lane again. Oh no. No, this one.
In 500 metres, please keep right onto 43.
Oh, then right, yeah, okay.
Yeah, here we are.
That's confusing.
That's all right. Mm. Well, you can't see it, of course, listeners, but we just took you on a joyous a joyous Melbourne sprint across 15 lanes of traffic trying to get into the right one. 13 left onto 43. Well, I can tell you that the visibility in this car is fantastic. I never felt like I couldn't see where I was going. There was fantastic visibility at all times.
It is, and it does actually drive very, very nice. It's got a magnificent ride. It does, from a few of the different versions I tried, feels like it is quite sensitive towards what kind of wheels it's on.
Yeah.
The ride seemed to get a little bit jitterier and a bit more sort of unsettled at higher speeds.
Yeah.
But then the roads we were on were particularly horrible.
I must say, I was quite impressed with Mercedes-Benz actually not shying away from some pretty awful B and C roads around rural Victoria. It was
Once you get off the main highway, they go downhill pretty quickly.
But I think you're right there. And to give you an idea, this car is, what did they say, about 4 centimetres longer than a C-Class Estate.
I think it was the other way around.
Was it the other way around? Is it C-Class
The C-Class Estate is 4 centimetres longer.
Longer, right.
So this has got more room in both the back seat.
Yeah, and the luggage compartment.
So it's
not a small car.
It's not a small car, no. But it doesn't actually feel large to drive.
No,
it's
not at all.
It's quite compact around you. And, it's a very pleasant machine. I think there's not one of the other journalists at the event did say the rather pretentious words. It kind of falls apart in the last 30% of the...
That last 30% being where most GLC drivers will always be driving.
Exactly. No one's going to be pushing this thing.
No, it's not
like
for that. Not
a motoring for that. Journalist.
In fact, I mean, Mercedes-Benz themselves concede that four-wheel drive pack will be very slim uptake on that. Because, I mean, how often do you see this sort of vehicle off?
They don't. Even the likes of Jeep and Range Rover have got about 95% of their vehicles never go off-road. You know, so what it's designed to do, I think it does very well. It's more than just a tall C-Class.
Yeah.
But it can be just the tall C-Class if you want it to be. So
right.
It's very comfortable. It's beautifully made. It's very well presented. It looks good too.
It does look nice.
It's a handsome looking car.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, this fills the last piece of the jigsaw puzzle for Mercedes-Benz in terms of their SUV range, which they now have six variants of SUV from the GLA. GLA,
yes.
Right up to the good old beautiful G-Wagon at the top. So there's they've got a pretty extensive array.
They certainly do. Yes. Melbourne and of course Mercedes are now leading the luxury market in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Ahead of BMW and Audi for the first time. And that's got to be solely down to them introducing. I mean, the C-Class is spectacular and sells really well for them, but just what they lacked previously was a range of SUVs.
That's
they had a large SUV and that was about it. So now they've got a very, very, very complete range of SUVs.
Absolutely.
Most of them are very good.
Absolutely. That's right. And they weren't saying as much, but they seem quietly confident that they will end the year on top. I mean, there would have to be a massive fire sale at one of the other German distributors to
which there could be, but
there could be. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably have something up their sleeve to counter that if it does happen. But there are 110 units ahead of BMW and 157 units rather ahead of Audi. So,
and this is the first time that Mercedes-Benz have led the market. Is that
in New Zealand?
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Yeah. So they've had a heck of a year, and also, I mean, it doesn't end for them here because next year they've got even more product coming. They've got some really interesting stuff coming through next year.
Well, the
GLS.
Yes, the GLS. You know, the facelift of the GL
will
fill out the new naming convention of their SUV range too, where the SUVs are all GL and the letter on the end indicates
the class?
Their size. Yeah. Similar, equivalent to the sedans.
That's right.
So like this GLC being the C-Class sedan equivalent of the SUV range, and so the GLS will be the big mighty S-Class equivalent.
Right onto Bowery Park Drive.
And we are at the airport.
We are.
At the Mercedes-Benz dealership at the airport, so that is probably as good a place as any to say thank you for listening to our new attempt at a a launch cast.
Yeah, slightly problematic when you're trying to change lanes at 15 different times. But maybe we should probably do it on a quieter stretch of road.
I think perhaps we yeah. But that's all right. This is an experiment. Right.
It is.
Thank you again for listening. If you've lasted this long, don't forget to go to our Facebook page to see photos, pretty photos of the new GLC. Of course, we'll put those up there, and as well as checking out some of the other wonderful podcasts available at podcast.co.nz, the Global Voice Media podcast website.
Oh, nice.
Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
The New Zealand Motoring Podcast, brought to you by podcasts.co.nz.